I'd like to call the Taney County Commission meeting to order at 9:03 a.m. on Monday, July 10th, 2023. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable?
I move to approve checks number 472331 through 472366, warrant 8180. No journal entries or transfers.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. On the approval of previous meeting minutes, probably need to wait until Mr. Plummer's back on those because I wasn't available for those meetings. So do we want a motion to table?
I move that we approve the previous meeting minutes for July 3rd, 2023, until next week. I move that we move the approval until next week.
Move to table.
Move to table. Thank you.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report? Go ahead, sorry.
I should have just said previous meeting minutes and forgot it.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
The monthly budget report, starting with GCR fund balance, is going to be at the end of June. At the beginning of July, we'll be at $11,493,610.52. Road and Bridge CART fund is at $2,283,506.59. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund is at $16,564,749.22. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $6,022,198.37. And the Sewer is at $15,454,812.50. As a whole, the county is at having funds of $62,837,441.74. And that is the monthly report.
And on the law enforcement, that we've not had any transfers out of that from GCR, have
we? We have not done any transfers,
okay.
Correct. Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Treasurer Semi-Annual Settlement and Semi-Annual Report. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here to present my semi-annual settlement and investment report. Have it entered into record as per RSMO 54150. Kind of you guys have seen this report before, but it shows the beginning balances as of January 1st, 23, revenues, expenditures, then the ending balance as of June 30th, 23. As David said, the total funds right now is $62,837,441.74. Of those I have, and the treasurer's checking account, $10,223,941.41. ARPA is $5,467,708.03. In CDs, I have $36,195,000. And then in agencies, I have $10,950,792.30. And I did put a report in there of where all the investments are, along with the checking account.
I
The National Forest amount, is that the amount that the fire departments are the ones that apply for?
Yeah, that's just the Title III that's in
just
there.
Just the Title III.
The balance left, yes.
Any other questions?
No.
I'd entertain a motion to accept and enter into the record the semi-annual settlement and investment report as presented by Melanie Smith.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update?
Yes.
Either one, wherever you'd like.
Okay. All right.
You'll just give your name, and you might want to pull the mic closer to
okay.
you.
All right, so my name is Kelly McGowan, and I am a field specialist in horticulture with University of Missouri Extension. I am housed in Springfield, but I cover Taney County. And so what I do as a horticulturist is I teach gardening classes. I work with master gardeners and master naturalists, but I also work with small fruit and vegetable farmers in southwest Missouri, those that have, I don't know, 10 acres or less of production. One of the things that we have really seen an increase in lately is cut flower production in the area. And I know that we have a couple of cut flower farms in Taney County as well. And so we have, some colleagues and I have been doing some lavender research. And I've got some stuff for you guys to smell if you would like to. So this is my recent harvest last week. You can smell it.
Oh, I've seen these along the...
Oh, yeah. And then this is essential oil, if you want to carefully take that lid off and smell it, too. But when it comes to small farms, one of the big draws is agrotourism, having people come out to the farm and take pictures, bring their family for the day, and just, you know, spend some time on the farm. And cut flowers, specifically lavender farming, is a big draw for that. And so we've just been doing some research to kind of put together some grower guides for lavender for Missouri. This has been a 3-year project. It's about to come to the end. Anyway, that's what I wanted to tell you a little bit about, is just kind of some trends we're seeing in cut flower farms in southwest Missouri. Lavender can certainly be a part of that, and our research just helps these farmers be a little bit more successful, you know, in their endeavors. And so that's kind of what I wanted to just show you today and tell you that we were doing in the area. So
I know these oils have become quite popular. People are using them for lavender is supposed to be what, relaxing?
Very relaxing. So part of our research is we have a distiller, and we've been distilling the oil, and we've actually, that was oil that we distilled. But yeah, it's very relaxing, and if you've ever bought pure essential oil, you know it's pretty pricey too. But there's a lot of plant material that goes into one little vial, and that's why it's so expensive. So yes.
Mrs. Lewis here, you might, in case she's relatively new to the area, tell her about the extension office, how it's open and how available.
Hi.
So, of course, you can talk to us, but so she can hear.
Okay. So University of Missouri is a university in Columbia, Missouri, but they are a land-grant university. So basically what that means is that every county in the state has a field office. And in that field office, there are different specialists, such as myself, that do education out in the counties. In my case, I do gardening-type classes. We have agriculture classes. We have food and nutrition. We have 4-H. We have master gardener programs. So we're just kind of an extension of the University of Missouri to take education out to every county in Missouri. And every state in the U.S. has a land-grant university that does the same thing.
Yep.
So welcome to the area.
Thank you.
And your office here is just down the street?
So, yes, just here, probably within walking distance of this building, yes.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I smell in here the rest of the day, so sorry about that.
All right, we are scheduled for upstairs at 9:30, so we will recess until 9:30.
We said we'd be short and sweet.